All right, coming at you from my mom's kitchen, just after we watched the final rose handed out on The Golden Bachelor. And what color was it?
Gold. It was a golden rose.
Yep.
Gold plated or gold dipped.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
And if you would like Mom to read your comments on the show, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, and I'll have her read them on air. Is it on air if it's recorded? Live to tape? I don't know. Something like that, right?
But we'll read them.
Yes. So, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, not much. We had a really nice Thanksgiving. Everybody came to our house for Thanksgiving. And
what is everybody?
Well, my brother-in-laws and their wives. So there was like 8 of us for Thanksgiving.
And we tried to recreate a photo that was from 40 years ago.
Yeah, my first Thanksgiving in the family, right after Monty and I got married. And I was sitting on his lap, and then we were all, my brother-in-laws and their wives, were all like sitting with each other. So we were kind of lined up. So we did that again, recreated the picture.
Everybody looked worse.
Of course, yeah. 40 years later. But hey, we're all together. What's the odds?
We took the drone out and we got some bird's eye shots.
Hey, it turned out really cool.
Kind of made for a sort of makeshift Christmas card sort of thing. Though I would like us to pose as Die Hard. I'd like us to do a Die Hard Christmas
card. Well, we can try it.
I want to be Sergeant Al Powell.
What am I going to be? The woman?
You can if you want.
I'm the only woman. Yeah.
Tyler, I want him to put on like all... gray sweats, and he'll be the first guy that gets killed.
What's your father gonna be?
Well, he's John McClane.
Oh, Bruce Willis. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I think I might need Reginald Vell Johnson to sign off on this. I'm gonna try to contact him until he says okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
During the weekend, I revisited some video games I needed to catch up to and finish, and I completed my first Sonic the Hedgehog console game. We were a Nintendo family in the 90s. We didn't have Sonic console games. Sonic was on the Sega Genesis.
Oh, we didn't have Sega Genesis.
The only time I would play Sega Genesis, go over to my best friend's house. He had the Sega Genesis. But we wouldn't play Sonic a whole lot because it's largely a one-player game. We'd mostly just end up playing Mortal Kombat instead.
Your best friend ended up being, is it Green Foray? Special Forces?
Delta Force.
Yeah, that's really something.
So, I ended up getting this game on sale about a year ago called Sonic Mania. You know what that is?
No.
It's just sort of a collection of some of Sonic's old levels, and they added some new things, and it's by a guy that is a fan of Sonic. And it was reasonably playable. I was concerned because Sonic is always positioned in the middle of the screen, and he's supposed to run fast.
Uh-huh.
You can't see in front of you very well if you're in the middle of a square screen, but now the screens are wide. Right?
Hey, that helps.
It helps a little bit. It didn't seem too out of control. The guy who designed this game, his name's Christian Whitehead, and I think he's from Australia. And he didn't put it in a situation where you're going so fast you run into an obstacle. You know, that'd be a little mean, I guess. So I ended up getting all 7 of the Chaos Emeralds, or as I used to think of them, Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, because you didn't know it meant you spelt chaos that
way.
Well,
chaos is spelt weird, isn't it?
Well, it's just like I had trouble with chow.
Yeah, C-O. C-O, Pablo, you would say, yes.
I thought it was C-O. It looks
you
like C-O.
You still seem to think that when you see it written down.
I know. I see like a restaurant called Chow, and I'm thinking C-O.
So I took out the final boss, the true ending and all that, and I guess Sonic gets like warped to the future, and that's supposed to be where the next game picks up. So... that was neat. And I also completed the Separate Ways DLC. Do you remember what DLC stands for?
No, I can't remember.
Download content. Okay. We've been through this a few times now.
I know.
I finished the professional difficulty DLC on Separate Ways in Resident Evil 4 Remake, and I got the S+ rating. And I had to, it was a pay-to-win scenario.
How much did you have to pay?
Well, what ends up happening is you have to go through the whole campaign in 2.5 hours or less.
Yep.
And you can only save 10 times. And so there are parts where you have to like ration out where you're going to save. You need to take out like 2 bosses in succession because you have to save for the harder parts later. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the game, this game stacks the toughest bosses early when you don't have the good weapons yet. So I actually took out one of the second boss, who was a real pain in the butt. And then I get to the next area, and there's an area where you're supposed to put a valve on, like you're turning a wheel on a valve, and a chainsaw lady's running at you.
Oh, great.
And there's a trick where you can rotate the camera to be like, not look at her, and she's supposed to swing and miss. She didn't swing and miss.
Oh, she cut your head off?
She cut my head off.
Oh, no.
So that was a huge setback, and I said, that's it. So I went into the Xbox store, and I redeemed some. I have a lot of Xbox gift card, so I had to spend $10 Xbox gift card to get what they call the exclusive item ticket.
Oh.
And what this does is it turns your machine gun into infinite ammo, bottomless clip machine gun.
Is this fair?
It's not fair to the console players. Now, the only people doing any kind of walkthrough on this game online are playing on PC, where they have a mouse and keyboard, and they have a lot of exploits.
Well, why don't you play on PC?
Because I don't like playing on PC. I want to sit down in a chair. I don't want to sit at a desk like you're doing office work when you're playing a game. So anyway, the people on PC, they can pause the game, line up their cursor, unpause the game, and hit guys in the head. You cannot do that on a console with an Xbox. No one can beat this with a controller. Everybody who seems to, here's my walkthrough, guys. Hit me up, you know, whatever. It's like, sign up for my mentions, or I don't know. But all these people who beat this, their guides are only good for if you're playing on PC. If you're playing on Xbox, the game's like, hey, you got to pay a little bit of money if you want to win this. So I ended up having to do that because it was just like, you know, what's going to happen? Am something cheap going to happen to me again? That's it. I'm just going to get the Tommy gun and go.
So you Tommy gun through it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Once you have the Tommy gun with the infinite ammo, everything is pretty much a breeze after that. So that's what I had to do. And that kind of leads into an item I would like us to talk about. I picked this compilation up. There was a Black Friday sale on some games on Amazon, and this is Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1.
Ooh.
25 years ago, this game, Metal Gear Solid, came out about this time 25 years ago. I went to Walmart in, I think, somewhere in Oklahoma, okay? And everybody was really...
Oklahoma.
It was probably Bethany or somewhere else, okay? Because we weren't living there anymore, were we?
No.
Yeah, think about stuff. So, Thanksgiving 1998, everybody is looking forward to the new Zelda game on Nintendo 64, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. I see this game, Metal Gear Solid, playing at one of the kiosks, the demo, and it was just mind-blowing. You're sneaking around. It's tactical stealth espionage.
Did you buy it?
We ended up getting, I think we played a demo disc of it from Pizza Hut or something, or we rented it, and then we ended up buying it.
Probably.
And now it's available on Xbox and PlayStation 5, along with the sequel and the kind of prequel third game, and the two games that came out in, like, the 80s and in 1990 that were available only in, like, Japan. They included it on here, too, but they're in English,
Have you played
course.
Any of them yet?
I haven't. No, I haven't actually played any of these yet. I don't know if I want to start with the one from the 80s.
Why not?
Or
start at the beginning.
Well, it's kind of
weird. It's a very good place to start.
They've changed some things around. They changed the faces of the characters in the menus and things because they were referenced off people popular in the day. And now they kind of made them all look... Because the guy's face changes a lot.
Okay.
In the first game, on the box...
Well, he ages, probably.
You can't see it, but the box art for the first game is Kyle Reese from The Terminator.
Oh.
There's no getting around it.
Okay.
And a few video games back then would just take stuff from Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and put it on the box. Contra, the game Contra, people think it's Rambo and Commando on the box, but it's Arnold from Predator and Arnold from Commando with the faces changed.
Oh.
And in the second game, Metal Gear Solid 2, the face of the guy is Mel Gibson. And when he walks around,
do they have to pay people
like,
to do that, or did they just kind of do it and hope nobody notices?
It was in Japan, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not really sure what the deal is, but I might start there. I might not. Anyways, I'll have a link to that in the description if anybody wants to pick that up. I got it. You know, it's just a shame that you're supposed to be getting these special prices on Black Friday, but it feels like they merge the Black Friday. It's like Black Friday month slash Cyber Weekend.
So is it
West
like
Cyber
November?
Monday.
And now what?
Cyber
now
week.
Now tomorrow's December, and what's it going to be? Hurry up! Christmas is almost here.
Well,
you got a whole month.
So what's supposed to happen if you didn't buy something at that window? Don't they still want to give you sales through December?
Yeah, there's going to be sales.
Anyway, a lot of stuff was not on sale. So I actually found that on sale. I don't buy a lot of games that are on the disc because it's more convenient if you have the sale and the digital gift card sort of stuff to get on Xbox. You don't have to get up and then swap the disc and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, getting up, that's hard work.
That is. Yeah. So you'd rather just leave a disc in there. So, but in this case, if you're going to save $20, then okay, sure.
I saw something funny today. Well, I think it was yesterday on TV, and it was on the Jennifer Hudson show. And there was this little girl on there, and she was trying to find her teacher, who she called her friend, a husband or a boyfriend. And she was telling them what they needed to be like and stuff. And she was really cute. And she goes, and out of the clear blue, she goes, and if you guys are out there playing video games 24 hours a day, you need not apply. It was really cute.
She must have a brother that plays games a lot. Maybe that,
or maybe
her.
A daddy that plays games all the time. Who knows?
All right, anyway. So we started our podcast after The Golden Bachelor.
Right.
So you watched The Golden Bachelor. I watched a little bit of it after he dumped some gal.
Yeah,
Leslie.
No,
is it Leslie?
I think he picked Leslie.
No, he dumped Leslie. Right.
So who's the girl he picked?
Teresa. Didn't he say Teresa?
I can't.
I thought you were the one who was supposed to be taking the notes.
Well, I don't have their names. Very good. Yeah, he's with Teresa now, and they're going to get married.
Oh my goodness!
On TV, ABC's going to air the wedding.
But he did the more gentlemanly thing by dumping Lisa before the proposal. Okay, Leslie before the proposal event.
Yes, and that's the way it should be done. I think
because if the gal's up there and she's like, oh my gosh, this is, oh look all the flowers. Oh wait. Am I the first one up? Wait, you don't want to be the first one up. You want to be the second one up for this, don't you?
Yeah.
You didn't talk to the other guy? Oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
But,
I don't like
so
that.
Then he gets Teresa up there and he's like, you're not the one I want to be with.
I know.
And then she's like, oh, hold on. And is he waiting to get slapped? Like, and then she goes, you're the one I can't be without. And he's like, oh, chaos, right? Now, is that supposed to be a test? Is he like, hey, I'm going to say this, and if she runs away, then I'll know I made the right choice?
No, he was just trying to be clever, I guess. I'm not sure what that...
Did he think that was funny?
Apparently, he did.
Do you think that was mean?
It was a little bit scary. I thought she might faint on him or something. But, you know...
She said yes. She accepted the Neil Lane
diamond
ring.
But, you know, I think even the letdown of Teresa, I think, you know, he broke the news to her that she wasn't the one for him. It felt very real. I cried. It felt like a breakup. It was real. Felt real.
Now, this Leslie, she's some dancer from Minneapolis, and she inspired a Prince song, I guess. I mean, he doesn't really seem as cool as Prince. Is this Gary, his name?
Yeah. Well, when you're in your 70s, I guess what inspires you is what attracts you is different, maybe.
So he ends up with Teresa. They go to the final row show. Jesse Palmer looks really disheveled. I prefer Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen should be suing ABC, I'll tell you that. And they announce that they're getting married.
And they get to go to on one of my favorite places, Italy.
January 4th.
And
they're getting married on TV. So that's a on the house wedding for them.
That's nice,
right?
Yes.
They had to move that date up pretty close because these people are like in their 70s. So.
Yeah, I said, hey, maybe she's pregnant.
Now, that would have been wild.
Yeah, that would have been wild.
When he said, you won't want to miss this. You don't want to believe this. You're not going to see this ending coming. That's what should have been the result right there, right?
Well, maybe they could adopt a child or something. I don't know.
Something could happen. They'll probably adopt a puppy.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do.
That's probably it.
Okay, so I got some things in the news, too, that I wanted to run past you.
Oh, actually, you want to know something?
What?
You know, that is from this video game.
What?
our news alert.
Oh, that's cool.
That's whenever the enemy guards spot you.
What?
Yeah, they kind of spot
you. Okay, so I got a couple of terms for you that I hadn't heard of before today, and I want to see if you know what they are. Okay, the first one is free birding. Do you know what that is? Gwyneth Paltrow has come up with this terminology. You know, she's pretty out there.
She came up with all of these terms?
No, just this one. Free birding.
I don't like the way this is going. Is this if she doesn't wear panties?
No.
If she doesn't wear a bra?
No, it means, like, she doesn't like the term empty nest, so all of her kids go off to college, so she wants it to be called free birding.
What's wrong with empty nest? Is that just
makes
old people
feel old,
terminology?
I guess, or something. Anyway, thought that was quite interesting.
That guy from Coldplay really made the right choice leaving her, you know?
So then I looked up free birding on the internet. Well, that was a scary
don't
situation.
Don't do things like that. You should. So, don't. Look, there's a lot of times where I say you could look something up,
yeah,
but maybe you shouldn't always look stuff
up. So the first definition was older women.
Where did you find the definition?
Going without a necessary part of undergarment and not looking too good while doing so.
Okay, where did you find that definition? It wasn't like theview.com or something.
No, it was funny.
All right,
okay,
give me another
Your
thing.
Next one is brutalism.
Brutalism?
Brutalism. What do you think that is?
I think that's an art style.
Well, kind of close.
Yeah, I'm not sure what typifies it, but isn't it an arts period?
They're talking about it's a new trend in decorating for 2024, and it's characterized by raw exposed materials and 20th century design, like raw concrete floors and that type of thing.
Yeah, I think that they're... when you see some of these office buildings where it looks like they have
the cement,
all the stuff that would be outside or covered up, so they keep all the like lattice structure on the outside
right
going, and you know it separates it from looking like a regular brick.
Yep. Well, you got that one. That's good. I didn't know what it was.
I wouldn't say I got it, but
well, I hadn't heard of it before, so that was good.
Did you say three terms?
No, I only had two. Sorry.
Okay, I thought I heard three. I guess we'll hear that back when I edit this.
Okay, we need a red flag. Drop the flag.
Challenge flag.
Challenge
the men
flag.
Never win on those commercials. Challenge
well,
flag. The guy's going to lose.
Your dad thinks sometimes they change it. They film two ways, and they show one way sometimes, and
that's
show
the way.
Way
that's
way.
What they should do, but they don't.
Yeah.
The guy always loses. It's awful.
Yep.
It's really rough being a white guy in a commercial. So I have a little bit of news stories for you. WWE had their Survivor Series event, and they had some returning superstars. You know, superstars is what they don't like to say wrestling. They don't like to say wrestling. They don't like to say wrestlers.
Because
they have superstars.
Because they're not wrestlers.
It's sports entertainment, as Dwayne Johnson will tell
they're
you.
They're dancing.
CM Punk returned to WWE. He was the huge signing for AEW. They had he had a big sold out crowd at the, I think it's the Delta Center where Michael Jordan played, and they were there to see him.
Is
and
it
stuff
LA?
And he gave out ice cream afterwards, so everybody showed up for the free ice cream, right?
Sure.
And no, this is in Chicago. He's from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So
that's right.
This is when AEW signed him like a year ago, and he was one of their marquee guys. They had allegedly like 83,000 people at like, I think, Wembley Stadium in London a few months ago, okay? Late in the summer, I think. And he was like one of the marquee guys there and everything. But before the show went on, he got in a fight with Luke Perry's son, who's a wrestler.
Is he a big guy?
You know who Luke Perry is?
Yes.
He died?
Yeah, I didn't know his son.
He has
was
a son. He's a small guy, and his name's Jungle Boy.
Oh.
And he's part of a tag team that called Jurassic Express. They also called it a
tag
boy
team
and his dinosaur.
Of entertainers.
And so he got in a fight with this guy. CM Punk and Jungle Boy got in a fight before the thing. And I guess the owner of the company felt afraid for his life. Even though CM Punk, when he tried to prove he was tough and he went to the UFC. This a few years ago. He quit the WWE. He went to the UFC. and he got beat, I think, twice, and then retired from the UFC. And it was super embarrassing because this guy was supposed to be like a big draw, and he ended up being the worst fighter ever.
Oh, imagine that.
So I don't know why this guy, the promoter, owner of AEW, was afraid for his life when he knows this guy can't actually fight. You would think it would actually ruin his mystique, but when he came back to the WWE, people were just going nuts about it.
Well, I don't know. Whenever you start talking about this stuff, my eyes just kind of haze over.
Hold on. I want to play you him coming back to the WWE, and you'll see the reaction that everybody had, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the show is ending. Survivor Series is ending. We got the logo coming up on the screen here. We'll see you guys next time.
Why are they in a cage?
They're surviving. Here we go. Pretty big crowd. And then surprise, they says CM Punk, and it's playing his music there. And
everybody scared?
Well, no, they're happy. They're not scared he's going to fight them. They know he can't fight because he lost in the UFC.
Oh.
See, these people are like dancing and stuff. So there was a lot of rumors that this guy was coming back to the WWE, but the guy who kind of runs the programming of the wrestling has a beef with him. So people are like, no, that's not going to happen or whatever.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, he does. Now people are chanting his name. That probably means they like him.
And he's just standing there?
It's the end of the show. He's not really scheduled to fight anybody. So there you go. That happened over the weekend. Wouldn't you like to show up and people, your music plays, Itsy Bitsy Spider, that's your song, right? Your entrance song. And everybody just starts yelling, see Ruth, see Ruth. Right?
I'd be going, Mom, why are you yelling at me?
Mom. Mom. People should be yelling, Mom. That would be great, wouldn't it?
I'd be thinking, what did I do?
We also had some other sport news. I don't know if this is as legitimate of a sport as professional wrestling, but in the NFL, Von Miller, who, by the way, really letting down a lot of Vons right now today, he turned himself in, last I heard on this.
Is he arrested?
Police in the Dallas area looking for him for maybe choking his pregnant girlfriend.
Is this Thanksgiving violence or something?
I guess it might have happened today or last night or something. But they said she was treated for minor wounds or something, you know, I don't know, some bruises maybe.
That's awful.
And he had to turn himself in. And then I don't know if that means he gets to play. He's kind of bringing down the Bills. He's kind of like on his way out, but he was one of the top defensive players. And he had some funny Old Spice commercials.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Also, your boy, Elon Musk, he introduced the Cybertruck today.
Yeah, he's not doing very good.
You looking forward to a super angular truck?
I do not like that truck. I'm sorry. That looks weird.
I don't like the way it looks, and the bad part is you would have to look at it, you know? Like
most people, if they buy a truck, you have to look at your vehicle that you buy.
No, but look, if you don't like it, don't buy it, right?
Right.
That's not going to stop other people from buying it, and you have to look at it when you're driving.
Just think, though, you know how things change in like 5 years? We'll probably think, oh, that's a cool look.
No.
I hope not, but it
looks like
that way.
It looks like an early 90s PC vehicle, like a game that was in like something from the 90s. Like there was a Terminator game in the 90s called like Terminator Skynet that tried to do stuff like, and I'm pretty sure people found a picture of like a Jeep in the game.
Maybe
that looks
so.
Looks
Skynet.
As sharp, yep. Angled as this. But that is not intentional. Like they would rather it look like a real Jeep, and he kind of made this thing look like a, I don't know, flying pair of scissors.
Let's see if the people buy it.
The price originally, when announced in 2019, was just under $40,000 starting price.
What is it now? 100?
That's been adjusted to $20,000 more, so 50% more.
$70,000
than what we said it was going to be 4 years ago.
That sounds about right.
Now, people have taken pre-orders, and they said, well, as long as it stays under 100,000, I won't have to move my stocks around. Okay, I'll tell you this. How is it legal to change the price when you've taken people's money? Hey, okay, you're ordering that? Okay, sure. Now we're going to change the price. How is it legal?
I don't know. People get around this stuff.
So in typical fashion for whenever they release one of these trendy vehicles now, they have the promised cheap model that's not available and won't be for a while. And then they start with like the flagship has all the options. The top option one has three motors, about 850 something horsepower, does 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds, has over 10,000 pound-feet of torque, which by the way is a lot. And it can run a quarter mile in under 11
electric?
Seconds.
Do you have to plug it in?
It's all electric. You plug it in at night and you hope it doesn't burn down your house.
Yeah, blow your house up.
In showing this off, it raced against the Porsche 911. You know what that is?
Uh-huh.
And it beat the Porsche 911 while also towing a Porsche 911.
That's pretty good.
It would be cool, except they already did this with the Tesla Model X, their SUV they first showed.
Oh.
When they introduced it, it raced against an Alfa Romeo 4C while towing the 4C. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I already know what the trick is. He's going to be towing the thing he's racing over here. We've seen this before, Elon, right?
It's not original.
Now, your husband would rather have the Rivian. Do you know what? You know anything about the Rivian? He
No.
dropped all of his Tesla stock, which I think this is Elon's whole game right here. He likes to go, hey, I'm going to say something controversial, get everybody to dump the stock. The stock's going to go down, and then I'll buy it back up.
He's a player.
And your dad took the bait, right?
That's okay. We
and
made
your,
money.
And your dad, he sold
Not
the stock.
Not my dad, your dad.
My dad sold his stock in the Tesla and decided to get airplanes that haven't crashed in a while, so they're due to crash. And that always tanks the airplane stock. So that was smart.
Okay, so let's play our game. I'm going to play a game.
You want to play a game?
Yep.
Okay, well, I think it's probably time for a little game we like to call...
Now, keep score again.
Oh, you're keeping score this time. Okay.
Yeah, I did last time, too.
All right, first up, Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman.
Yep.
Is he dead or alive?
He's dead. He passed away.
Oh, you think so?
Yep.
When did this happen?
Well, kind of recently, actually.
Paul Rubens is... dead.
One right.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to turn the thing off. There we go. He fell twice. We picked him up. How did he kind of laugh? Like, something like that. I don't know.
It was a good one.
No, I haven't ever tried that before.
Well, it's pretty good.
All right, Treat Williams. Now, have you ever been across anybody named Treat?
No, but he's kind of cute. He was a treat.
Okay, so Treat Williams. He's in a lot of things that I didn't. I think he might be in like, I don't know what he's in exactly. He's in things that I didn't recognize him in because I guess he aged weird or something. Treat Williams, is Treat Williams dead or alive?
I think he might be dead.
Treat Williams is also dead. Okay.
2-0.
All right, so Jerry Springer, what do they call him? Like the ring, he had a movie called Ringmaster.
That's a good one. He was quite the ringmaster.
There was always chaos on his show.
You are not related.
No, that you're thinking of Maury Povich.
He is not the father.
You are not the father.
You are not the father.
Maury Povich, different than Jerry Springer.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Springer, is Jerry Springer dead or alive?
He's dead.
Jerry Springer is dead. Oh, you're 3-0?
Yeah.
Okay. Richard Belzer, he's on Homicide: Life on the Street, Law and Order SVU, and he was also a victim of Hulk Hogan. He had a talk show, and he said wrestling's fake, like what you were saying.
Hulk Hogan
said, "Let me show you how fake it is." And he put him in a sleeper hold, and Mr. T said, "Oh, he's just sleeping. It's okay." He lets go of him. Head clanks on the floor.
Ow.
Bleeds horrifically, has a concussion, pops up and goes, "We'll be right back with, you know, the musical guest, whatever." And he has no recollection of that.
I bet not. Sued
the WWF at the time, got a lot of money, and bought a house in France with it.
Wow, he's dead.
Richard Belzer, you think Hulk Hogan killed him?
No, but I think he has passed away.
Richard Belzer is... dead. And that is the sound of Hulk Hogan dropping him on his head. Okay.
Not funny.
Related to wrestling, the Iron Sheik. This is, he's from Persia. His move is the camel clutch. Hulk Hogan defeated him to become the WWF, his first title reign as WWF champion. Is the Iron Sheik dead or alive?
He's alive.
The Iron Sheik is?
Uh-oh.
Dead.
Okay, one wrong, four right.
Do you know what the theme was? People who died in 2023.
Was it really?
Yep.
I thought, well, okay, I don't know this last guy, but I thought, what's the odds they're all going to be dead? So I'll say alive. That was my logic.
I had a test in a gym class in high school, and they were required to have a written test, but the guy didn't want there to be one. So he just said, write down yes or no. And he said, and he would say stuff, whatever, like 20 questions. And all of them were like pretty
lazy
obvious
teacher.
A yes, right? He gets the last one, and I mark it no, because I thought, okay, that was the trick, right? Like, the last one is going to be different. Like, okay. Oh, are you paying attention? But they were all actually yes.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like, oh, well, that's a load of crap. But anyway, yeah.
Everybody made an A except for you.
Well, I mean, it's still an A, but I just thought that was a bit cheap. That's really all I got to say about
that. Well, so what, you were cheap? Okay, I have a quote for you. Okay, college was like a four-year game show of do my friends hate me or do I just need to go to bed sleep?
So is this somebody who hosts a game show?
I don't know. This is a male, and he's still alive. Oh, and if I tell you any more, you'll figure it out.
And he's a stand-up comedian?
Yeah. And he just went through detox, probably.
Probably?
Probably.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think he did.
Uh-huh. I'm not, so this is somebody in the news recently then. You saw this in the news?
I already gave you all I'm giving you.
Is he Canadian?
I don't know.
Is it Kevin Hart?
No. College, Kevin Hart probably didn't go to college for one thing. College was like a four-year game
show. Why are you assuming he didn't go to college?
Do my friends hate me or do I need to just go to sleep? I said he's a white boy. White male.
Well, Mike Birbiglia has a sleepwalking disorder, so I'll guess that, but you don't know who that is. So.
No.
How old is he?
About your age.
And he's going to actually be way older, right?
I can't judge, but I think he's about your age.
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Right, who is it?
Jim Maloney.
John Mulaney.
Yeah, John Mulaney.
Goodness sake. You got to do better with this sort of stuff.
Well, I know, you know who it is, and you know he just went like through detox and, you know, just got over a drug problem.
I know who he is despite you not knowing what his name is.
Well, I knew, but I couldn't say it right. I couldn't read my own writing.
This could make for a very interesting game show where the person who provides the questions also doesn't know the answers.
It could be the mom show.
You know, I've told you this. I don't think they're married, but they have a kid. His current girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Grandma was her lunch lady.
I know, at Putman City North High School.
Yeah. You know, maybe next time you could write down, I don't know, something you can read.
Sorry.
You called him Jim.
It's John Maloney? How do you say his name?
Mulaney.
Mulaney. Sorry, Jim. John. Jimmy John. Bye-bye now. What's wrong?
It's just disappointing that you can't get names right.
It's funny. People will laugh. That's what you got me on here for, comic relief, right?
Well, it's weird for someone to be the comic relief when there's only two people.